بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everyone in this world wishes to keep himself perfect in every way. Whatever profession he takes on, he wants to master the profession. He wants to be perfection. No one is stopping him. He can be perfection in any field whatever he wants to. But those are temporary things. To live in the world, but all the perfection that you do, you do not know the end result, whether you benefit or not. Man can work very hard, studies everything, but the outcome he does not know, whether he will be successful or not. But all the money that he can spend and the sacrifice that he takes or makes, but he does not know whether it will benefit any other way. Many a time a person works very hard, the end result he sees nothing. Either he leaves this world or he sees nothing. We have to now look at this Namaz that we all gathered today, the Majlis, who take so much of pain, sacrifice, Allah must accept it. But the most important thing is to let us perfect ourselves. This perfection is very important. For example, we read namaz, alhamdulillah, in zikr, everything, which is very, very essential, important. But those are things, as you called, will assist you, but cannot cure you. No matter how much zikr you make, no matter how much Quran you read, no matter how much nafil namaz you read, those will only assist you, but cannot make you a perfect person. For that you have to put yourself into sacrifice. The doctor gives you certain things to give, you give you medication, but that medication can only assist you, to help you. If he tells you, do not do this, do not do that. But if you not do all those things, the medication won't help. So likewise, in suluk, the three things again, one is, the two things is meet less and talk less. Now, in the past few majlis we spoke on that. How many of us have exercised in our lives? Did we really put the exercise in our lives? It's obvious that it's a very old habit to change, not easy. But some effort has to be made. Allah Ta'ala is looking at you that my banda is working towards it. Only one person can change your condition, that's Allah Ta'ala. But he must see you doing something. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَادِيَنَّ. Allah does say in the Quran, work towards it, then I'll pull you. You have to become the thing that's, you know, in the mother, the milk only comes out of the baby is there. When the baby is there, then the baby will suck the milk. Without that, the milk won't come. Like that, you have to have that initiative in you to show the importance that you're walking towards that. That to not to talk less, not to meet. To meet less. Have you worked towards it or not? Or just it went in a deaf ear and finished? What benefit did you derive? Because the most important thing, we have to progress. You used to progress. Progress means Allah Ta'ala says, Man taqarraba. You take one step. You know what it means? Man dhahaba, man taqarraba. Taqarrab is a word like closeness to Allah. Closeness to Allah. That is something else. And who do not want to become close to Allah Ta'ala? Every one of us who are sitting here want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, will you take one step close to me? Then I take two steps to it. If you run towards me, I take you in my arms and pull you towards me. And once if Allah pulls you, then what else do you want more than that? So the most important thing is what difference it made with us in the last 2-3 majlises. When we said that meet less and talk less. Because the subject today is futile talks. Futile? Because the hadith, the wonders of Islam is to abstain from futile talks. The hadith of Rasulullah says, One of the most important hadith in the road to suluk is this. The wonders of Islam is to keep away from nonsensical talks. Now, how can you keep away from the nonsensical talks or futile talks? In a time when you talk less and you meet less. These things all go together. Unfortunately, we find that this is the sickness that most of us are in. We're making zikr, we read Quran, we read tawajjud namaz, we do all the good deeds. But sad to see this one, what I'm talking about, to futile talks, is something has crept into our hearts to that extent that we're not prepared to leave it. Until unless you not leave that, it becomes difficult to keep you from haram. All the hard work you can do, but if you not keep up from futile talks and nonsensical talks, then it is very, very difficult for you to keep away from haram. When you become, when a person begins to talk nonsense and begin to talk futile, what it leads him to? It leads him to the person, he knows he has to keep away from something that's doubtful. He tries his level best that is doubtful. No, it's not haram. You're not seeing, we're not talking. We're talking like you want to go to road to Allah Ta'ala. Now, that is a doubtful thing. If a person will do it, he can do it. It's a doubt. But you as a person want to go close to Allah Ta'ala, what you ask is question, I want to keep away from it. You won't ask questions. The moment you ask questions, that means you can go near haram tomorrow. So how important it is if something is doubtful, you can do it. Like, why is this? What you call is not haram, futile talk, not haram, it's not mentioned, but futile talk is not good. It is not good. And something that is not good and you work towards it, and you do not work towards it, where it would lead you to? For a person with anger in him, anger is to a certain extent haram. So, if a person got for years anger in him, he cannot think to himself, I got anger, I cannot leave it now. He has to work towards it. Allah Ta'ala will look at you whether you're working towards anger or not. But if you do not work towards at all, what's the benefit? So to keep away from this nonsense, it is so important, very important. Because for sure that is going to lead to harmful. It's harmful, very harmful. The moment you speak, take stock of yourself today, only today. You speak it today for the whole day. And now you began to talk. You spoke at home or you spoke anywhere. Have you taken stock of yourself? I spoke today, what I spoke. If it's something any nonsensical in that. Every kind of jagara and all that takes place because of futile talks. Suluk teaches you a very important thing, that whatever you do, ponder before. Very important in suluk is you ponder, I'm going to speak now, am I doing right or not? That was the Tani Rahmatullah Alayhi. When a person comes and tell him, Hazrat David Dedo, give me tabis, go outside and find out how to talk. Go outside and find out how to talk. Give me tabis. Now anyone who is present, they'll say, what happened here now? Because that's also futile talks. That's also, give me tabis. He goes outside and someone tell him, ask a question like this, Hazrat, give me tabis for fever. So, oh, now you heard it. Because when you go to a shopkeeper, I don't tell him, give me beans. They will give you real beans. You tell him, give me half kilo, okay. Give me that. Then you prepare to, when you go to buy a ticket, you don't say, air ticket, give me a ticket, air ticket. What do you say? I want a ticket to a certain place. How come there you remember very well? And here you can't speak. So he shows us what we are supposed to, where we taught to, how to speak. We do not even know that is called futile talks. So all these things are so important that we come to someone, speak what is necessary. So pondering is very important. The road to Allah Ta'ala, the most important thing is to ponder. Very important.
Because it will keep away from all kind of futile jobs. However, today is really no important at all to it. No important. But then you must understand also the futile talk, there's a limit to it too, there's a boundary there. Now you heard this Madhris now, he wasn't talking anything nonsensical talk, now you don't know. There's a boundary to that too. Now if you go to someone's house, I must speak quite completely now. Tell Islam and how you look at his face now. Say, why are you asking me how I am? Why not? Now because he has got no one to guide him. He says no, he wants to become Sufi Sadhana. But does not realize how to become a Sufi Sadhana. But because you know that there's almost no nonsense, is that nonsensical now? So Islam is to how you. Oh, that person is smiling now. Oh, smiling. Why is smiling? Why is smiling? Why is he, what do you want him to cry? The smiling time, smile, cry to cry. In other words, remember, you must know how to talk and what to talk. And how to talk. So every occasion is a way of you present yourself. You don't become completely dry. So Islam is a dry person. So everything has got a way with it. You know, Mahasaji, one day one person came to him there. I was sitting down there. Kya naam hai aapka? Ye shaheed. Aap to zinda hai ho. Now just imagine that was something, a smiling thing. Is that futile now? I was the only one sitting there, Mahasaji. Shaheed? Tum zinda ho. And Mahasaji just smiled. So what I'm saying is we must know how to behave, how to carry on. Not to feel hurt, if we hurt people's heart and all. And do not see things that hurt them. There is nothing more greater in the eyes of Allah than a heart that is completely pure. That heart that is completely pure, there's nothing more greater than that. Only in that heart Allah goes in. So how important is to keep people's heart? How important? To keep people's heart is very important. And it is very difficult. Because you've got old habits in you now. But if you work towards it, it's important. Keep a person's heart. He came and spoke to you too. Even he spoke to you in any manner, but you keep his heart. That's the So like this, look at it, very keeping away from people, futile. That's why when we go through any hardship or difficulties, then we begin to utter those things which is we are not supposed to utter. When you go to some difficulty and hardship at that time, because of your habit of speaking out of turn, you begin to utter those things you are not supposed to utter. When the time when you are supposed to be suffer, you cannot be suffer also. Can patience. And the reason for that is because of futile thoughts. That's why, you know, the pious people, they are so particular that one day, you know, one Buzuk asked, he went to see his friend. And he knocked at the door and said, Assalamu alaikum. He's not here, but he's gone to the doctor. He made a mistake, he asked, what is wrong? He had a boil in the wrong place. Now just imagine, for that he regretted all his life why I spoke that. You can get taklif from us. Allahu Akbar. See, these are things which we do not show importance to. We don't show importance, we show no importance. Even at the wife at home, to keep her heart. You know, I always say, keep her heart. She can tell the most funniest thing. But you must keep your, I tell you, prepare yourself, keep her heart. The reason why you have to keep your heart, because she has sacrificed everything for you. What she did not do for you? She left her friends, mother, sister, friend, all the best she left. You keep her heart. Keep your parents' heart. Keep people's heart. I can't remember my husband any time doing something to hurt anyone. Never. That's a quality you must have in us. So that Buzruk, you know, regretted for why did I ask this question. that why, where, what's wrong with him, what sickness he got in him.
The one Buzruk at one time, he committed, he asked one question, and that was futile. For 30 years he was crying, Ya Allah, why I made that mistake? Things that are not even haram, they make so much precaution and cry. Things haram, what will they do? Hadhrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, when he missed that tahajjud namaz, what became his condition? He cried the whole day. If he had to miss one first namaz, what will his condition? This is what I'm trying to say. That we cannot even compare ourselves, putting ourselves in right on these kind of problems.
Allah.
And if he has succeeded, see. So what happened? We must not compare ourselves with the Buzruks. They were in a different condition than on the body. They've gone through the mill. Now if you see a Buzruk talking a lot, hey, Yogavi is talking too much. He's talking too much, but he knows when to talk and not to talk. Because he's so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time too. He made sure that he knows exactly where to put a full stop. Because he's all at that time also, he is completely indoored with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you see him like that, you know, when you see you see rice you get, sweet rice, white rice put together. For sugar too, you save them together. But you can see together, but if you see two people like that, you think they are saying, the namaz with you together. Hey, my namaz. You don't compare your namaz, that person's namaz. He is na arsh, na farsh. He is na arsh. He is round far. So likewise here too. When you see them talking, when you see them talking a lot, when you see them joking, do not feel like, why I must also joke that? Like one Buzruk, you know. He was walking past with his murid when some fire was there. He don't know what happened. He was walking, he saw one small girl, that was his daughter or his niece. He kissed the daughter. So this murid also kissed. Buzruk, one thing, they put you right on the spot. Islam. Walking in front, the blacksmith shop was there, fire there. The Buzruk went and kissed that fire too. Now this motor to push fire. Well, he had the means of to kiss the fire too. You must become like that too. So likewise, you're thinking he is like that talking, do not think you are like that too. Because you haven't become like that. So the most important thing in this month is, whatever they do not oppose it. If they are talking, while they are talking, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Hajim Dandu Rahman told him, when the time Madi is taking place, you must make tawad, you must put your mind, attention toward my mind, toward my batin. What he told him? While the Madi is taking place, you must draw attention toward my batin. Why did he tell him that? He said, because at that time, to remember, we are with Allah Ta'ala. We are with? They do not become absent when they remember Allah for 1 second too. If they are talking to people too, they are talking, but inside they are with Allah Ta'ala all the time. So just imagine what kind of condition that would be. So when they are talking, they are not talking futile. When they are smiling, they are not smiling. You see, everything, the effect from inside the outside. But we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. If you want to become close to Allah Ta'ala, if you want to become close to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the wonderful, one of the most important act in Islam is to keep away from futile thoughts. Be very conscious. You have to become conscious. In this, become conscious. Not for one day. You have to work also. You have to be conscious. I must speak what I'm supposed to speak. So we cannot reach their boundaries. Their boundaries is something else, our boundaries are something else. So we have to know this part. Zalmiya, that one day, you know, Mona Badr Alam Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was in the company of Hadith Badr Rahmatullah. And they spoke for long. This is a lesson for all of us. Sometimes, you know, a person comes to you speaking about it. Especially an alim.
Someone can ask him a question in Islam and there is a talking. And what happens, he takes some of the extra time. He says, look, I'm sorry, I took the extra time. So what Hadith Sahib said, to carry tasbih only ibadat. Carry tasbih only ibadat. Just to listen to you also talk your deen, that's also ibadat too. Total ibadat. To keep a mu'min's heart is also ibadat too, as long as you don't commit a sin. As long as you do. In the time, like you know, Hazrat to tell us, when you're holding the horse's hair, you must be able to know the horse wants you to keep him happy at that time. You must know how to do it. You don't do it, don't do it. Likewise, you know, at the occasion of that time, that person wants me to talk to him. Let me talk to him, that will keep him happy. Then you must do it. You must. Bhai hamara batin us waqt bhi zikr mein ho raha hai. This is his word, he said. He said, the time when he said to him, a Kamis, one Hajj Sahib said to him, that we talk in a majlis at that time, you keep your attention towards our internal. Tawajjuh, that's very important, that's why teaching us also that when we listen to majlis, we put tawajjuh, concentration. Asking yourself, I've got this in me or not. If I haven't got it in me, let me wash it. Let me put it into my life. And remember one thing, when a majlis is taking place, do not look at the next person. Think to yourself, I am the guilty one. And if you got something that got good quality in you, oh Allah, I thank you so much. While you're sitting here, you got those qualities, you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah, I thank you, gave me that quality. Oh Allah, do not take it away from you. The person who become more close to Allah Ta'ala, they have the fear all the time that whatever I've got, it must not be taken away. That I do not know, it must not be taken away, because the fear must be there, because once your pride comes in you, that because you think you got all those things in you, pride comes. And that's the time that Allah Ta'ala takes it away from you. That's why you find many a time people doing good deeds too. Good deeds. But because they begin to look down at someone, because they look down at someone, because of that Allah Ta'ala showed them, then why did you look down at them? What have you got the right to look down at them? You have no right. Sometimes a sheikh would tell a murid, you don't do many, no more zikr now, go for a holiday now. No, you think, why you tell you go for holiday? But he knows what is good for you. You know, one very big buzrug, he got into one condition. The Tamir Rahman told him, and he was the Khalifa of the Gangohi Rahmatullahi. And yet, he was very close to the Tamir Rahman. And he got into one condition that it became very difficult to come out of it. That's why you have to know the condition of it. So the Tamir Rahman, you leave everything and go for a ride. Go and look around. Go to the country, he's going to look changed. The moment he went there and changed, he became a different person. So everyone's condition is different. You cannot treat everyone the day alike. One person, Father Thani, Gongo, he said, stop making zikr. He said, why must I stop making zikr? I'm enjoying it here. I'm seeing so many different colors in my life. He thought, not debate, I'm going to come there. But the Gongoi told him straight, stop it. That's why how important to have a sheikh and have a trust on a sheikh too. If he tells you don't do it, don't do it. But what did he do? He began to continue. He became insane. He became insane. So to listen to your sheikh is very important. Like one person, he was writing very bad things about the Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Or what you're saying, he lost his eyesight. He lost his eyesight. So he wrote to Hazrat Thani Rahman and said, Hazrat, you know what? I'm sure that because I'm speaking against you in this manner, rest of it, that's why I'm losing my eyesight. Look at Hazrat Thani, what he told him. That is what you call a sheikh. He had to him. What he said? No, if you and I, you know, I'm someone now. If you and I want to write to you, you know, I spoke bad about you now, I'm losing my eyesight, I'm a buzuk now. But you clear, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, ye kai weham hai. I'm making dua for you, Allah must put you your eyesight again. And he got the eyesight back. He wrote to Hazrat Thani, Hazrat eyesight became back because of your duas. Ye bhi ek weham hai. Maulana, you must be so conscious of putting your Islam right continuously 24 hours. The road to Allah is 24 hours, right to Hatta Yatiakal Yaqeen. Every moment of yours you must know is Islam. If you prepare to make Islam, that means you must forget people may be praising you. Maharashid Bungoli Rahmatullah Alayhi, he should feel, you know, I've read that one kitab or reading of the Khalifas of Hazrat Hajim Dagbar. The two things he told them, that keep yourself far from everyone. Far from means far from praises. Far from, do not expect anyone to praise you. The moment you want, you got anyone praising you, you got in problems, in danger. Dur. You know dur? Why is praising me? Oh, what's it? That condition must come into us too. That whatever we're doing for the sake of Allah, Ta'ala, we want His praise, we don't want us. So these conditions come into us, which we have to bring into us. And this can only come into us when we keep away from futile talks. You do not know futile talks is very sad. Especially at home too, when she talks nonsense too, you must keep away from it. Not increase the thing. Among the friends too, as far as possible, anyone nonsense they talk, walk away from them. Walk away. And if you cannot walk away in your heart of what feel hurt about it, and make it stay far all the time. Mahazat told us once, that in the condition where you are now is difficult to come out of the position, at that time feel hurt in your heart, and make it stay far all the time. But do not be happy about it and try to move. So we take these things as not part of being. This is very important for thee. Very important. So that's why it's important that we have to at all times to make sure that we keep away from people, meet less, talk less. Meet less, talk less. And at home, that's why when we leave Jalalabad, apne ghar ko ab khanqah-e hukmi bana do. Make your house khanqah-e hukmi. Haqiqi was there, we set the khanqah, we spent the 10 mudazaji all the time. Alhamdulillah, we spend. He says, "Abdul Ghar ko khanqah hukm banata." Now is the test for you. When you're in the four walls there, you are not talking to anyone. Anyone you reported, you not make sure you not know futile talk. You make sure you control your eyes. You make sure you control your tongue. Everything. Now, when you go back home, khanqah hukm. Are you doing the same thing at home or not? If you're not going to do the same thing at home, then what have you derived? So this majlis is not a small majlis. If you continue to think what is this majlis, it's important to show us how important it is to keep away from nonsensical thoughts. The moment you must keep your mind in that person talking, what is he talking? That's why Allah Ta'ala loves that person who ponders. Ponder before you talk. In the pondering, the good thing that comes out of it, you know what you're talking. Allah Ta'ala is Amar Kari Tawfiq Basitam. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا أحد غيره صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم حسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر والآخرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما في الصالحين صلى الله تعالى على قدس سيدنا محمد رحمة الله.